USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A U.S. senator is establishing an exploratory committee effective today to consider a 2020 bid for the White House. In an online video, Massachusetts Senator Elizabeth Warren says,
politicians look the other way while big insurance companies deny patients life-saving coverage, while big banks rip off consumers, and while big oil companies destroy this planet.
Warren's filing with the Federal Election Commission means she can now start raising and spending money to benefit a likely candidacy. Warren, the first big-name Democrat to take formal steps for the party's presidential nomination. President Trump tweets about pulling troops out from Syria, saying this morning, quote, if anybody but Donald Trump did what I did in Syria, which was an ISIS-loaded mess when I became president, they would be a national hero. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans, America's premier home purchase lender. We've created a new way to protect you from unpredictable interest rates. Our exclusive Rate Shield approval. First, we lock your interest rate for up to 90 days. Then, if rates go up, your rate stays locked. But if rates go down, your rate drops. Either way, you win. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rate Shield approval only valid on certain 30-year fixed rate loans. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030. Additional conditions or exclusions may apply.
There is no better way to make a more comfortable home for the new year than a visit to the semi-annual white sale going on now at thecompanystore.com. From our famous LaCrosse down comforters and pillows to the finest quality sheets, towels, bedding basics, and home decor, you'll find everything you need to stay warm in winter and then start spring with style. Receive 20% off your entire order and get free shipping when you enter the code RADIO19 at checkout. Thecompanystore.com. We're all about comfort.
After having lunch with President Trump on Sunday, Republican Senator Lindsey Graham told reporters that he thinks the impasse over appropriating funds to build the border wall the president wants can be seen as an opportunity by Democrats.
I think the president is telling us what he wants, and he's willing to do some things to get what he wants. And to my Democratic friends, there's some things that you want that can be had if you agree to border security in a reasonable way.
House Democratic Leader Nancy Pelosi saying Democrats will introduce a funding bill when they take over the House on Thursday. U.S. District Court Judge Reed O'Connor of Texas, who struck down Obamacare recently, is now issuing an order that says the Affordable Care Act will be enforced at the state and federal levels during the appeals process. Several weeks ago, he ruled that the Affordable Care Act's individual mandate is unconstitutional and therefore the whole law is invalid. This is USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
Two people fatally injured while attempting to drive through the gate at McConnell Air Force Base in Kansas. First responders rushing to the scene last night at about 11, discovering the vehicle had caught fire and the two people were pronounced dead at the scene. Air Force personnel and local authorities in Wichita currently investigating the identities of the two killed individuals and their motives not known at this time. What's been called a house of horrors in Southern California is now up for sale. The Paris home that belonged to David and Louise Turpin on the market in an online auction for $300,000 through January 2nd. The 2,400-square-foot home is where they raised 13 kids for several years while allegedly starving, shackling, and keeping them in deplorable conditions. The Turpins now face life in prison if convicted as charged, though they've pled not guilty. One of the kids managed to escape the home and call the cops about a year ago. And they've only announced it recently, but already finding a place to stay for next year's 50th anniversary Woodstock concert in New York State may not be a groovy experience. Reports are many hotels, bed and breakfasts, and Airbnb rentals are already sold out in Sullivan County, and many are going for extremely high prices. Find us online for free at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.